Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadow. Put a song in this heart of mine, put a smile on my face every time, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
You can see it in my eyes.
Yeah, I love a rainy night.
Well, it makes me high.
Ooh, I love a rainy night.
You know I do.
Yeah, yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
You can see it in my eyes.
I love a rainy night.
Well, it makes me high.
Well, I love a rainy night.
And I love you too.
Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Well, today's message is going to be, I love the rainy night. I love the rainy night. I know, have you ever been outside in the dark when it's starting to rain? The good old spring rain just falling on your face, falling on your lips, falling on your head. It feels really refreshing. After a very humid day, when that rain just sprinkling on you, you and your boyfriend or girlfriend, husband and wife, you're out there and that rain just falling on you, it feels very refreshing. Well, the Bible says if it rains, it's a blessing. You know, rain is a blessing of God because rain brings life. Rain brings water. And waters, there's life. I don't know about you today, but rain is a good thing. Rain is from the Lord. If it rains, I love the rainy night. Come on, somebody. I love to sleep in my bed. I love to hear the rain on my rooftop. I love to hear the rain outside. I don't know about you, but can't you sleep good when it rains? I know I sleep good when it rains. I bet you also sleep good when it rains. I love the rainy night, and when it rains, it's a blessing. When it rains, it's a blessing. Come on, somebody. Today's message is going to be in Joel. In Joel chapter 2, verse 23. Be glad, O people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the autumn rains in righteousness. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains as before. Both autumn and spring rains as before. You know, in the Bible, there's two kind of rains. There's the autumn rain, And there's the spring rain. Come on, somebody. There's the former rains and the latter rains, the Bible says. Or the spring rains and the autumn rains. Yes, the rain was very important in the Bible. So many times Israel found themselves in dry places. When you have no rain, you have no crops. It was dry. But here's very interesting, as we read down here, we're going to see that God compares the rains to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. As we go back, be glad, O people of Zion, rejoice in the Lord your God, for He has given you the autumn rains in righteousness. Yes, the autumn rains in righteousness. He sends His abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains, as before. Both autumn and spring rains. I don't know about you, but when you think about those that live in the tropical area, they're under rain seasons. And sometimes these rain seasons produce a lot of flooding. Sometimes there's a lot of flooding in the rain. But here we see a correlation between the rain of God, the blessings of God, and the Spirit of God. See, Joel chapter 2 was a prophecy that would later be filled in Acts chapter 2 in Pentecost. When it rains, it pours. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but you ever been to a church and you feel the Holy Spirit falling down on you like rain? Have you felt the Holy Spirit falling down on you like rain? And is this really rain that's falling down on you? Is this really the rain of the Holy Spirit? Or is this the rain of the devil? The day of the Lord, and afterward I will pour out my Spirit on all people. God's saying, I will pour down my rain. And then I will pour down my Spirit like rain on all people. And your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and on earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The suns will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood. The thing that we're talking about is the prophecy of the Holy Spirit falling down on us like rain. I love the rainy nights. I love the rainy nights. I love to watch the thunder, watch the lightning just fall on my head. Though it makes me feel good. The rain should make you feel good. The rain of God should make you feel good. When it rains, you should look and say, I'm a blessed man. I'm a blessed woman because it rains. Well, the rains was first mentioned of the rains occurring when God brought the chosen nation out of Egypt and to the promised land. See Deuteronomy 11, 10 and 11. The agriculture in Egypt depend upon the rise and the fall of the Nile. Very important. The rise and the fall of the Nile. Irrigation ditches were dug and water wheels operated with the feet. Harvest in the promised land depends upon seasonal rains. Yes, seasonal rains. Those rains would depend upon the loving and obeying of God. You see, rain is a blessing. But the rain could have stopped. And the seasonal rains was all dependent upon Israel obeying Deuteronomy 11, 13 and 14. Deuteronomy 11, 13 and 14. So if you faithfully obey the commands I give you today, to love the Lord your God and to serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul, then I will send rain on your land in its seasons, both autumn and spring rains, so that you may gather your grain, new wine and oil. I will provide grass in the field for your cattle, and you will eat and be satisfied. God said, I will send rain. I will send rain upon you as a condition you obey what I tell you to do. You first must obey. You must obey what I'm telling you to do, and then I will send rain. I will send rain upon you. The land you are entering to take over is not like the land of Egypt from which you have come. where you planted your seeds and irrigated it by foot as the vegetable garden. But the land you are crossing the Jordan to take possession of is a land of mountain and valleys that drink rain from the heavens. Come on, somebody. The land of Canaan, of the Israelites that was going to, was going to be the rain of heaven. The rain that comes from heaven. But the only way you could get rain that comes from the heavens of God is you must obey God. See, Israel had two seasonal rains. The former rains, they begin in late October and November. They are the first rains of the civil year, which begins before the rain starts. And then the former rains prepare the ground for planting the seeds. And of course, the latter rains are in the late winters and early springs. Well, they would water the field just before the early barley harvest. Without the rains, there are no harvests. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you today, but what we are calling the Holy Spirit today is not the rains of God. What we are calling the Holy Spirit today is not the rains that come from heaven. These are not the rains that bring life. Come on, somebody. What we are calling the Holy Spirit today in our church are what we call is very evil. It's very emotionalism. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but the rains that God, the former rains and the latter rains, the heavenly rains, and the rains that God was talking about, come on, somebody, in Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit would fall down like rain. That means this would be an outpouring like water. The Holy Spirit would be an outpouring today. I don't know about you today, but I'm a little bit worried about these churches in America today because this ain't the rains that God's talking about. And first of all, I do want to say there is some good churches out there. I'm not here to attack churches. No, that's not my ministry. My ministry is to try to encourage, to challenge, to uplift. But I'm here to tell you today that there's so many churches out there that they're saying, fall down, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, fall down like rain. And this ain't the rain that Jesus is talking about. The only rain that's falling on the churches today are acid rain. Acid rain. Deuteronomy 11:16-17 says it like this. Take heed to yourself that your heart does not be deceived. That your heart does not be deceived. Take heed to yourself that your heart does not be deceived. And ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath will be kindled against you, and he will shut up the heavens, and there will be no rain. And that the land yields not her fruit. You see, when it rains, there's fruit. And if God would shut the rains in America, then we could not have fruit and vegetables to eat. But I'm here to tell you, God sends rain. God sends rain upon the people He loves. If you, right now, are listening to this, and it's raining outside, know that you're blessed. Because it's raining. Know that you are a blessed person because you got rain. I don't know how many farmers, when they go through a dry season, they pray to God and say, God, send down the rain. And God said, only if you obey me will I send down the rain. God warned Israel against the idolatrous worship of the Canaanites, who later tempted them, probably saying something like, oh, Jehovah was all right down there in Egypt with the Nile and all, but here, we must appease our rain god. His name is Baal. In the progressive revelation of the Bible, we see that the rains are heavenly, are heavy and meaning. God's people were to ask the Lord for the rains. The Holy Spirit, through the prophet Joel, revealed that these rains are types of shadows of the outpouring of God's Spirit. These rains were a shadow of the outpouring of God's Spirit. Is it possible today? Are we going to be able to get the outpouring of God's Spirit today on our life? Peter, preaching at the day of Pentecost, reveals that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit was the fulfillment of Joel's prophecy, Acts 2:14-18. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts is the former rain outpouring in the Holy Spirit. It came to prepare the ground for the sowing of the seeds. The later rain outpouring came at the beginning of the last prophetic century of the 6th century. The Azusa Street outpouring was a part of it. The old times were a part of it. It came before the early harvest, but the Bible prophesies an outpouring when the early rains and the latter rains will come together. Joel prophesied a coming of the former rain and the later rain in the first month. The Holy Spirit through James reveals that a great third and final outpouring of the age will come just before the coming of the Lord. Just before the coming of the Lord. Be patient, brother. Unto the coming of the Lord, behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it till he receives the early and later rain. I don't know about you today, but we are waiting for a great outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. And I believe today that God is going to do a great outpouring of His Spirit. Now, there's a question here today. There's a question here today. When you go to your church today, when you're singing your praise songs, and you say, "Send down your rain, Lord God, send down your rain," I'm here to tell you today that the only thing that it's being sent down to you is acid rain. Acid rain. Yes. I'm telling you, the rain of God is not in America's churches anymore. I'm telling you, the reign of God is not in the churches anymore. Come on, somebody. We have shut the Holy Spirit out. I'm not telling you that God doesn't want to rain down His Spirit upon the churches today, because God does. But I'm here to tell you that the churches of America today, the churches of America today, the only rain that's outpouring on them is acid rain. Yes, this is the kind of rain you're here. And if you've ever been with the acid rain, the rain will fall on your face. It will fall on your lips. It will fall on your hair. And it feels good. But you don't know it's acid rain. You don't know it's eating away at your flesh. You don't know it's eating away at your skin. You don't know it's eating away at your soul. You don't know, because it's acid rain. And I'm here to tell you, most people today will say, "Send down your rains." But I'm here to tell you, God ain't sending rain anymore on you. God isn't sending rain on you anymore, because you're not obeying Him. You're not listening to Him. No, God ain't sending rain on America no more. The only kind of rain that's being sent on America today is acid rain, because we have turned away from Jesus. We've taken the Ten Commandments out. Come on, somebody. We don't have a fear of God in this country anymore. We have sold our soul to the devil. Come on, somebody. Our God now is money. We will sacrifice anything for the dollar. But I'm here to tell you, if you want the true reign of God, if you want the true Holy Spirit of God, then you got to go back to the roots of God. You got to get on your face. You got to cry out to the Lord. You ain't listening to me today because you love drinking that acid rain. Come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you, the churches today, the only thing that's falling down on them is acid rain. Acid rain, that's it. There's acid rain. You know, the term acid rain is commonly used to mean the deposition of acidic components in the rain, the snow, the fog, the dew, or dry particles. The more accurate term is acid precipitation. Distilled water, which contains no carbon dioxide, has a neutral pH of 7. Liquids with a pH less than 7 are acid, and those with a pH greater than 7 are alkaline or basic. Clean or unpolluted rain has a slightly acidic pH of 5.6. Because carbon dioxide and water in the air reacts together to form carbonic acid, a weak acid. Around Washington, D.C., however, the average rain pH is between 4.2 and 4.4. That's very interesting. Very, very interesting. And acid rain comes from the reaction of pollutants in the air. Very interesting. Acid rain is very high in Washington, D.C. that's very high. You know, have you ever seen pictures of acid rain and what it does to the fields and chemicals? What does acid rain do? What does acid rain do? It eats away. But I'm here to tell you today, the Spirit of God that you think has fallen on you is not the rain of the heavens. It's not the rain that God intended. This is acid rain. And somehow we have been brainwashed to accept acid rain when we go to our church. We praise a hymnal. We whether it's from directly from the hymns, whether it's contemporary music, or whether it's from the Psalter. Come on, somebody. It doesn't really matter, because it's still, when we worship God, He ain't sending His Holy Spirit upon you. This is nothing more than emotionalism. You're being emotionalized. You're being taught, and you're all singing together, and you're all worshiping, but the only thing that's falling down upon you is acid rain. Acid rain. It's eating away into your soul. And every Sunday, as you go back and as you sit there and worship your pastor, and you join your Babylonian Jezebel society social gathering, come on, somebody, you ain't hearing what I'm trying to say. And as long as you do that, you're only sending down acid rain. See, the truth of the matter, acid rain is eating people's souls in America, because they're worshiping and God is sending, they think that God is sending them the rain of the Holy Spirit. But it's not the rain. And we don't really know what we want is the Holy Spirit. You see, the rain that is falling down upon you is acid rain today, America. It's nothing more than acid rain. Your pH level is below 7. Yes, the pH level of our churches of America are below 7. We got to get them greater than 7. We got to have a pH level greater than 7. Come on, somebody. What is your pH level today? I'm here to tell you the pH level in our churches today are less than 7. Yes, the Holy Spirit rained down suggests more of the Spirit coming down from above. For a start, since when was God up? Since when was God up? We want God to rain down from the heavens. Since when is God up? Secondly, in the content of our individual lives, can we really get more of the Spirit in our lives? Can we really get more of the Spirit in our lives? To be honest, I think that if we have invited Him in, He is there, and when we say we want more of God in our lives, what we actually mean is, I want you to have fuller control of my life, or I want to feel you more, or I want you to be more active in my life, or to have some overwhelming sense of your presence in that moment. Much of it is like to come out of the action on our part to allow God more access to those depths of our lives. In that sense, when we say, Holy Spirit, rain down, aren't we really asking not the rain, but the rain? I said not the rain, R-A-I-N, but the rain, R-E-I-G-N. We want God to rain, to control, rain, R-E-I-G-N. And surely, part of the answer to that prayer lies within our own responsibility to let go and let God. In saying all this, I am very aware that there is a massive part being left out. This idea of wanting to feel God more and to have a particular experience of God for that specific moment is actually quite big, and correct me if I'm wrong, often what we are really asking for when we ask for more of God, I still personally do not think that this is about receiving more of the Spirit. Rather, it is specifically a request for the Spirit who already lives within us to make us more aware of Him. This is also often where intercession plays a part. Us asking God to make our friends or families more aware of Him, or asking the same for us. Again, though, I don't think the Spirit has to rain down for this. He is already within us after awe. Come on, somebody. So what is really this meaning of rain down Holy Spirit in our churches today? God is not up. The Holy Spirit indwells in you. He fills you. Come on, somebody. We sing our heartfelt songs. We worship about songs. And then we want the Holy Spirit to rain down on us, but I'm here to tell you, the only thing that's raining down on you is acid rain that comes from the devil. This is the rain that's eating your soul. Come on, somebody, you're playing a part of the biggest lie of the church today, and that is emotionalism. That's acid rain. You're worshiping these corporate songs, and somehow you want a greater, deeper experience. You think the Holy Spirit's fallen on you, but it's not fallen on you. It's not like Acts chapter 2. Come on, somebody. That's not the kind of what the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit already lives in you. All you're wanting is a greater experience of God. Come on, somebody. As the Holy Spirit continues to work in your life, to sanctify your life, the Holy Spirit's going to do it. Whether you are dancing and singing, we must be very careful what we call the Holy Spirit, because I'm here to tell you today that the only rain that's fallen in America today is acid rain. Come on, somebody, look at our crops, our GMO crops. We have more chemicals on our vegetables, more chemicals on our fruits. Come on, somebody. We live in a society today that everything has so much chemicals in it. Even our water has chemicals in it, because the rain that's fallen from heaven is acid rain. The rain that's fallen. But I'm here to tell you, I want the real rain of God. I want the heavenly rain. Come on, somebody. I want God not only to send down in the autumn rain, but also the spring rain. I want the rain, the blessings of God. Lord Jesus, rain down your blessings upon us. Come on, Father God, I pray that people would start to recognize what really is the Holy Spirit and what really is acidic rain. Come on, somebody. I love the rainy night. I love the rainy night. Do you love the rainy night today? Come on, somebody. Do you want Jesus to fall down on you today? Come on, go back to what He's called you to be. Go back, get on your face. Come on, somebody. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, I love the rainy night. Lord God, send your rain down on your people. Send your rain down on your churches. Send your rain down on us, Lord God. We need your rain of the Holy Spirit. We need your rain, Lord God. Send your rain, Father. We need your rain. We need your rain.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. Such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face. Taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadows, showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadow, what's a song in this heart of mine? Puts a smile on my face every time, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh.
showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
You can see it in my eyes.
Yeah, I love a rainy night.
Well, it makes me high.
Oh, I love a rainy night. You know I do. Yeah, yeah, I love a rainy night.